in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Lovely. And oh yes, so effervescent. Storytime introduction, lady. You look really sharp today. Well, today's story is titled, The Domestic Disturbance.
The Domestic Disturbance.
Thanks, Chauncey. I appreciate that extra effort there, pal. Nicely done. Well, once upon a time, Officer Krupke of the Slippery Stone Metro Police Department was the first to pull up on the scene of a domestic disturbance call. Now, you talk to any cop, and he'll tell you that these are always the most difficult calls. Naturally, Officer Krupke, who was no rookie, approached the house carefully, weapon drawn, expecting almost any possible scenario. Now, Krupke went up on the front porch, slowly approached the front door, and pushed it open with his left hand while holding his gun in the right, and proceeded very slowly through the house toward the back where the kitchen was. There, on the kitchen floor, was the man of the house, lying in a small pool of blood. Leaning up against the kitchen counter was the man's wife, holding a .38 on the poor man who was lying there on the floor, writhing in pain, although not too badly injured.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, after getting the lady's side of the story, Krupke hurried out to his Crown Vic and radioed the sergeant.
Sarge, I have a woman who just shot her husband for stepping on the kitchen floor she just mopped.
Roger that. Have you arrested her?
Not yet, Sarge. The floor's still wet.
No!